Hello and welcome to Season 3 of the Right Side of 40s podcast. During the next 10 episodes, we will guide you through how to deal with life when you are completely routineless. Hello and welcome to Episode 6 of Season 3 of the Right Side of 40s podcast. Hi Burgess, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, how are you?
No, good, good.
How is the end of...
going?
my week has been interesting. I started my internship this week. This is my final internship, so yeah, that's been it's been quite an eye opener for me. I've seen a really wide variety of patients in a short space of time, all of which done in a language which is not my mother tongue, which has been quite interesting as well.
Not your mother tongue, not the second tongue you've been accustomed to you all your life,
or yes,
most
exactly.
part of your life.
This is like the third or the fourth. It's not a language that I thought I would ever be speaking when I was studying languages at school. So yes. It's quite interesting, and also dealing with a patient that has had a stroke. If their speech ability has been affected, it has an impact on how they talk and therefore on, I think, my ability to understand what they're saying. So a native speaker can obviously pick it up a lot quicker than I can.
And obviously you deal with different accents as well, because although the Netherlands is the size of a 5-rand coin, everyone or each little block seems to have its own dialect
there are all these regional dialects. Yeah, there are regional dialects. There are city dialects. There are kind of neighborhood dialects. So you get like the working class folk of a specific neighborhood in a specific city will talk a certain way. That's quite cool. But it's been very interesting. And I've also been getting my Dutch on by commuting by bike in the rain. That has also been a bit of a thing where you arrive at work and you are literally completely soaked. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds awful.
For the car drivers, it is awful. Yeah. The thing is you need strategies. So you have a raincoat, and what I've decided to do is to take a change of clothes with to work. So I go with a full bag of dry clothes, and then at least I can change.
That's pretty much what I do wintertime, because I get to work dry, but inevitably a couple of times during the day I will get wet due to the nature of my work on most days. So I have a few changes of clothes that I have at work, and then I just, when I start running low on additional work clothes, I just take a bag of clothes there, so then I can just at least systematically change throughout the day and not stay sopping wet and cold the whole day.
Okay. And how's your week been? I've talked a lot about mine.
Quite hectic. It's fire season. It's El Nino, so it's extra hot and extra dry. And and people are seemingly starting fires as well. So it's been fires all over the place, and a lot of my sites are quite remote. So I'm quite exhausted with having to deal with managing things remotely and not sleeping well, because you're constantly worried that assets are going to burn down and things like that. So I'm a bit exhausted, but yeah. I heard a saying the other day where they said if someone asks, there's some culture where if they ask you how you're doing, it's okay to say up and not crying. And I think that's what I want to say lately. It's I'm up and not crying.
Yeah, but the Dutch are a little bit like that. If you ask someone how they're doing, and then they will really tell you how they're doing. You don't get this sort of glossed over politeness of everything's okay, I'm having a good day, thanks. No, you don't get that. No, you'll really get the whole history. I don't get the pyromaniac thing though. It's really bizarre, because people that set fires deliberately, I get like playing with matches or whatever, but if you actually set a fire to destroy property and wildlife or the natural environment, I don't get that. It's so bizarre. They had
there's a lot of guessing around at it at the moment. Kids playing because they enjoy seeing the helicopters and the excitement. That's one of them. And then it's also election year. So there is that theory. But I don't want to get into politics on this podcast.
No, never discuss religion or politics.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So it's just been quite hectic. And obviously, if you love nature and you see, like, you know, the nature, the environment around Cape Town is meant to burn. So the vegetation needs to burn every couple of years, but not to the scale that it's burning currently, because there's just no pockets being left. It's you know, the animals have got nowhere to go. So it's quite emotional as well to see. To see it on the ground. And then a lot of our friends have properties in areas that they had to evacuate, and then you worry for them and things like that. So yeah, it's been quite stressful. I thought 2024 was going to be the year that's going to be easy to you know, just get all the plans and progress and everything into place, but so far 2024 has been quite hectic. Which just once again shows me that you can have all the plans in the world, and life can throw curveballs, and you need to know how to deal with that. Otherwise, you won't be successful. Which kind of leads us into our chat today about how to start afresh with your goals and plans after.
Yeah, sort of getting back into things. Yeah, getting back into the routine of things.
Yeah, I think the first thing is you need to know what your goals are, what your plans are, and we've spoken about breaking them up into smaller sections, but then also I think you need to focus on not giving up at the first sight of something not going according to plan. So if this week was terrible because stuff burnt down, it doesn't mean you're now have to write off next week as well and start in the new month, or say that the whole year is written off, because ultimately these curveballs tend to be very minor when you look at the fact that there's 365 days in a year. If you really go and take the curveballs where, you know, someone got sick or there was a fire or you had to evacuate your house or someone had a birthday party, let's not just focus on the bad things, because sometimes it is, the weather was fantastic and we all went out for Mexican on the beach. And, you know, Susan had a birthday and she brought the whole of Woolworths' cake selection to the office, and you couldn't help yourself but to taste all of it. If you really go and plot that on a calendar for the whole year, you're going to realize that it's not going to be even 100 days. Most likely, it's very unlikely that it's going to be more than a quarter of the year. Most likely, it's going to be 10% of the year. If you focus on, okay, it was Susan's birthday party, I ate all the cake today for breakfast, and my lunch was normal, my dinner was normal, tomorrow was normal, then you're probably going to see, okay, all the pawpaws hitting the fan was 10%. But if you're going to now say, okay, shit, I ate all the cake for breakfast because Susan had a birthday, now I might as well go get takeaways for lunch, and tonight we're going to go for a buffet, sushi buffet, because, you know, the whole day is now screwed up. And then on top of that, I started my day with cake, so what's the point of me going to my spinning class tonight, because I already messed up? Then you're going to snowball something that goes from 10% of your life into something that's going to be 50% or more. And I think you need to kind of get your brain wrapped around that life's never going to be perfect. The time is never going to be perfect to change your diet. The time is never going to be perfect to start or stick to an exercise routine. But you need to try and be consistent. And something I like, I don't know who coined it first, but quite a few people are saying, is just focus on do not miss twice. So if your goal is to eat more vegetables, and for some odd reason this morning you didn't eat vegetables, and lunchtime you didn't eat vegetables, now you've missed twice. the third meal needs to be vegetables. If you wanted to go spinning today, you missed today, and tomorrow you missed Pilates, then it means Wednesday, there's no excuses. You have to fit it in, even if now during lunchtime you go for a quick run or whatever. I think it is just getting around the mentality of excuses.
But do you think there's a difference? Because, I mean, what you're describing to me sounds like a sort of a slight hiccup. So what about a longer break, a more prolonged thing? Because I know, for example, people going on holiday for a couple of weeks, which is the sort of general time that people take these days, that's a little bit more than just a weekend or missing one workout. And, you know, 2 weeks before you know it can become 2 months really quickly.
Yeah.
So 100%. How do you think there's a different way to deal with a more prolonged absence from whatever it is, whether it's eating or whether it's exercise?
Let's not use holidays, because I still believe even though you can eat slightly different and you move different on your holidays, your holiday doesn't have to mean sitting on a couch watching Netflix and eating everything in sight, unless you're in Canada and you get snowed in the -5 million degrees weather. Generally, when you're on holiday, you have the ability to move more. You might not be able to go to do your workout, but you do tend to have the ability to move more, try new sports, etc. So let's not use holidays specifically, because I think a lot of people use holidays as an excuse when holiday is actually perfect time to be more active and try new foods. Not necessarily low calorie foods, etc. And I wouldn't say try and restrict calories on a holiday, but trying new things and also getting variety into your diet. Holidays are perfect for that. But let's say you got sick. Say something happened, you got sick, and for whatever reason, it took you a month or two to, you got sick, took you a month or two to actually get better. Now it's very likely you've lost the majority of the fitness you've gained. Your body is probably still recovering after that. So even if you were a marathon runner 2 months ago, you might not be able to do a 5K today. And I think what you need to do is accept that you couldn't control the illness. You couldn't control the situation. But you need to start somewhere again. And it might mean that you go and download Zombie Run or something fun. And you just say, okay, fine, I will now start off with like a beginner again. Yes, you're probably going to not stay a beginner very long because your body's going to have muscle memory, etc. But it's just getting yourself into that routine. And sometimes what I find is just getting myself into the routine and keeping myself going is doing something fun. So that's why I mentioned, like, for running, I would download something like Zombie Run, because it is just a little bit more fun than running from pole to pole, trying to not cough up a lung at the fifth one. And also then make a plan and try stick to that the same way you did before. It just won't be fun, but you can regain your strength and your fitness quite quickly.
So it's really looking for a way to kind of re-stimulate an old interest and then doing what you did before, which you know is something that worked. So using the marathon example, you know that to train for a marathon, you have to have a training plan of so many weeks, which involves doing so many kilometers per training plan over a period of time. It worked for you before, it will work for you again. So instead of just reaching out and trying something completely new and way out there, do what worked before, because it's going to work again.
I think we might have load shedding, so you are freezing a bit. So if you're waiting for me to talk.
I was waiting for you to talk, because you've actually frozen a couple of times.
Yeah, sorry, we're back on stage 6 load shedding this time. And I don't know why. It's just
we should maybe podcast about the challenges of podcasting when you don't have electricity.
When you don't have electricity, when your electricity is sporadic, and yeah.
But I think we've kind of covered the main points. I mean, you know, the idea is not to overcomplicate it. Just do what works. Yeah. And and if you need to have a little bit of a sort of stimulation to get back into it after a long break. And the illness is actually quite good because I actually had a patient with long COVID this week. And that's a really good example of someone who was, of course, you don't know who the patient is, but for me, it's a good example of someone who was active before and is now just actually not able to be active.
Yeah, 100%. And also in some cases, especially when you deal with injuries or diseases and stuff, you may never be able to do what you enjoy doing before, for whatever reason. So I think then you need to take the step back, just like a beginner who's never done any exercise, who's never done any nutritional eating, you start playing again and you start figuring out, okay, fine, my body no longer allows me to run. I used to love running. I was a runner. My body cannot for the foreseeable future. I can't run. Maybe then it's time to start playing again. Like we've said many times before, maybe try stand-up paddling. Maybe try indoor cycling. Maybe try outdoor cycling. Maybe just start with a walk. But try and then find something. So you will then just have to get into the mindset of, yes, I'm beginning over, but my life's not over. Therefore, it's not in vain. I just need to now find something else that sets my heart on fire.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was very worried about my coffee cup for a minute because I've got ones with horrible slogans. This one says "Black like my soul," but I've got ones that are quite descriptive in Afrikaans.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I certainly can't see the coffee cup, so yeah, you're okay.
Okay, fantastic.
All right. Well, I think that's a good point to stop. Thank you. Lots of interesting stuff there for getting back into routine after a break. Next week, you and I are sort of not really, we're kind of practicing what we preach. We're supposed to be doing this weekly, and it's not been weekly because we've both been a bit busy, but we are keeping going. And it's about just making a little bit of an effort and taking a little bit of time and just keep it going and not letting it come to a stop. So I think that's actually a little bit of a lesson for everyone, for myself included. Next time, we are going to be talking about navigating a healthy eating journey. So although it is technically for this year, I think, you know, navigating a healthy eating journey can take anything from 3 weeks to 3 years. So we'll just be, I think, discussing a couple of simple tips to keep the eating on point.
Yeah, fantastic. Good. Yeah, right, so thanks everyone for listening. And we'll catch you next time. Hopefully next week, but we can definitely guarantee next time.
Yeah, definitely next time. We cannot guarantee which week, but there will be another episode. Bye.
Yeah. Cool. Bye.